Hello, I'm Donovan Chiquez, and I'm your host for the Who Would Win podcast. Today, we've got a really great matchup, seeing as it's our first episode, and we really hope you enjoy. Here to tell you what that matchup is the judge for this podcast, Savannah Faith.
Hey, the matchup for today is Ozog the Defiler from The Hobbit versus General Grievous from Star Wars.
So I'll be vouching for Ozog, and my co-host, Belle Beverly, will be vouching for General Grievous. So, how this is going to work is me and Belle will each get two turns. We'll switch off turns, and we'll each get to present points on why our character should win the fight. Then, at the end, the judge will decide who is the winner of this fight. Enjoy. So, Belle, do you want me to go first?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So, the reason why Ozog would win is he's in his prime. General Grievous, we've seen, is, like, old, and he's already got a really bad cough. He's got, like, lung failure, and he may not be old body-wise because he has his cybernetic parts, but his organs are old. So he could have, like, he could just die from lung failure right there and then. But if not, obviously, he's also a coward. He runs away from every fight. It's been proven over and over and over in the movies. And Ozog does not run away from fights. He runs towards them. Even when his hand cut off, his own orcs had to drag him into the mines to safety to keep him from the fight. And he has a massive, sharp warhammer that could just crumple General Grievous with one hit. So General Grievous is basically dead meat. The only thing that would save him is his speed and his lightsabers. But yeah, his lightsabers aren't going to help him if his arm is snapped off from the hammer.
Okay. Well, that may be true. You said that General Grievous may be a coward, but you said that Ozog's orcs had to drag him out of a fight when his hand was cut off. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that say that he's reckless? Even though that he was wounded, he would keep fighting? I think a wise leader of disgusting race would...
Okay, I guess they are a disgusting race. Orcs are pretty disgusting. Yeah. Go ahead.
Would run away because he knows he's wounded.
Okay. Well, I guess that's true, but also, General Grievous runs away even when he's not wounded. True. Like, he just runs when he sees somebody. Or when he's, like, crossed blades three times, he just runs. So, we've seen that over and over, and Ozog he's still fast. General Grievous may be really fast, but Ozog is still fast, and General Grievous, I don't think he can somersault or roll, and he's 7 feet tall. So, he's obviously got some space from where his arms are to down where his feet are. So Ozog could just roll underneath those lightsabers and smash him with the hammer in the chest.
True, but since General Grievous is faster, he could run and then blend in with his surroundings because his armor is a tan color and blends in with a lot of things.
I guess that's true, but I feel like Ozog would blend in more because he's sort of tan and his entire skin is tan.
Yeah, but he's got like pink marks all over his body.
He's got scars. But I think Ozog would also win because he's faced off with the most deadly dwarf that we've ever seen in The Hobbit, Thorin, and still survived until the very end, where he ended up killing Thorin, but also dying himself.
True, but in the fight right before the eagles come, Thorin was being reckless out of his own rage of saying that Ozog was still alive. So that's, I guess, true. It wasn't a fair fight because Thorin wasn't in his right mind.
No. That's not the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about in the Battle of Five Armies, where Ozog kills Thorin, but Thorin kills him too. And also, Ozog dies in a fight, killing his enemy as well. General Grievous dies being shot with a blaster, and his nemesis kills him. He doesn't kill his nemesis.
Okay.
So? That was my second point.
I'm trying to think of something to defend against that. I don't really have anything else.
So is that the end?
Well, the judge still has to decide. I'm still gonna say that he's really fast.
Okay, and he has lightsabers.
And
yeah.
Not lightsabers. Lightsabers. And he has...
No, he does not have lightsabers.
And he has tan armor that can blend in with his surroundings. Also, I forgot to mention this, but he has super claw thingies at the end of his feet that he can give a killer kick to.
Sharp claws.
Yes.
Okay. Savannah, your decision.
Also, he has a creepy voice that can scare off people.
Okay, I do not agree with that point, but I would have to say that Ozog would win.
Yes! Good decision.
No!
What?
Okay, Belle's obviously very unhappy. So let us know in voice messages on Anchor what you guys think of the Who Would Win podcast and if you agree with the decision or not.
Make sure to give us some suggestions on our next matchup.
Agreed. Thank you so much for listening.